This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency and stands to be inaugurated on January 20th, becoming the country's oldest leader ever. Mr. Biden has been a fixture in Washington politics for nearly half a century. The Democrat served 36 years in the U.S. Senate and 8 years as second-in-command to former President Barack Obama. The results still must be officially certified and are subject to court challenges, but they are expected to stand. Biden won the presidency by capturing at least 270 of the 538 Electoral College votes. Biden's victory came days after the official election day on Tuesday, as election officials in half a dozen states completed tabulating millions of votes on mail-in ballots sent in by voters who wanted to stay away from polling stations out of fear of the coronavirus. Biden, who will be 78 by Inauguration Day, won the presidency on his third try after failing to win the Democratic Party nomination in both 1988 and 2008. Now he will take over the U.S. government, accompanied by his vice presidential running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris, the first woman in the country's 244-year history ever elected as either president or vice president. She's the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, and was the first woman of color on a U.S. national political ticket. Biden has promised the U.S. will re-engage across the world, rejoining the Paris Climate Change Accord and the Pact to Restrain Iran from Nuclear Weapons Development. Trump's America First credo resulted in the U.S. withdrawal from several international treaties. The U.S. employs an indirect form of democracy, not a national popular vote, to pick its leaders. The winner needs 270 or more Electoral College votes. This is VOA News. Political leaders from around the world were quick to congratulate Joe Biden on his projected win. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin was one of the first to take to Twitter and hail the Irish-American Democrat Joe Biden as president-elect. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was also quick off the mark. Trudeau said in a statement, quote, "I look forward to working with President-elect Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, their administration, and the United States Congress as we tackle the world's greatest challenges together." British Prime Minister Boris Johnson chimed in saying, quote, "The U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities from climate change to trade and security." The leaders of France, Germany, the EU, Greece, and Belgium followed with their congratulations. Democrat Joe Biden Saturday pledged to be a president for all Americans after his projected defeat of Republican incumbent Donald Trump. "The work ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this," he said, "I'll be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not." With the campaign over, he continued, "It's time to put the anger and the harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation." Biden will address the nation Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, and is scheduled to be joined by his running mate, Kamala Harris, who, as we've reported, is set to become the first female vice president in the nation's 244-year history. In other news around the world, here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The virus has claimed over 1.2 million lives worldwide since it first emerged in China late last year. That's according to Johns Hopkins University in the U.S., and more than 49 million cases have been reported. The United States remains the most affected country with over 236,000 deaths. The country with the next highest death tolls are Brazil with more than 162,000, India with over 125,000, and Mexico with over 94,000. In the United States, Joe Biden said that his administration would, on day one, put a plan into action to control the virus. More than 127,000 new infections are being reported in the U.S., the third straight day of record cases. U.S. President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has tested positive for COVID-19, the U.S. media is reporting. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.